Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally throw in something odd, a story, a joke, and I call those odd things Wombats. That's where I get my title, Wombats and Music. And tonight's entire show is, in a sense, a big wombat. So, get ready. Let me tell you what I'm doing. I grew up, my teenage years were in the late 50s and early 60s. And so the 50s songs were a big deal to me. And I'm going to take you on a little trip through that part of my life. I'm going to be playing all songs from 1957 and 1958. And they're all hit songs from that era and ones that I remember well. So this is just from a two-year period. Quite often when you hear 50s songs, they'll be selecting from a 10-year period or well into the 60s. This is all of these songs were selected from 1957 and 1958. At that point, the Everly Brothers were top of their game. And the first song is one of theirs. It's Bye Bye Love by the Everly Brothers.
I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye, love. Bye bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye bye, my love. Goodbye. There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy. I sure am blue. Was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye to romance that might have been. Bye bye, love. Bye bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye, love. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. I'm through with romance. I'm through with love. I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's the reason that I'm so free. My loving baby is through with me.
That was Bye Bye Love by the Everly Brothers, and one of my all-time favorites. The next is just a great fun song. It's called Lollipop by the Cordettes, and I love to sing this song with a group. We have a lot of fun with it. It's just a funny little song, and it's called Lollipop, and here you go. This is Lollipop by the Cordettes.
Lollipop, lollipop, oh, la 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 la. Lollipop, lollipop, oh, la 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 la. Lollipop, lollipop, oh, la 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 la.
Call my baby lollipop, tell you why. It's just sweeter than an apple pie. boom, boom, boom.
Crazy way it thrills me, tell you why. Just like the lightning from the sky. He loves to kiss me till I can't see straight. Gee, my lollipop is great. I call him lollipop, lollipop, oh lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh lolly, 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 lollipop.
Boom, boom, boom.
That was Lollipop by the Cordettes. So you're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm playing songs from my childhood. And I'll tell you a little bit about that. I told you the whole show's a wombat. My father was an Army officer, and when I was in freshman year of my high school, he was assigned to Caracas, Venezuela. So we moved there, middle of my freshman year, and I finished high school there. So I was in an English-speaking group, mostly Americans, oh, maybe half Americans and half international. And the 50s American music came to us on a hit parade show on Saturday night and on 45 RPM records that we could get. My father would bring them back from Panama. So I had one of the best collections in Caracas. And I loved those songs. So we all, many of us, we had parties, and at the parties we'd have a mix of the 50s music, like the ones I'm playing, and Venezuelan and South American music, rumba, cha-cha-cha, and that sort of thing. So all of these songs were songs that I heard at those parties in those days. And you've just heard Lollipop, and now comes It's All in the Game by Tommy Edwards. Well, at that stage in life, falling in love was more of a fantasy. I'd never been in love. I'd had infatuations, but the songs like this gave me a vision of what it could be like. So this is It's All in the Game by Tommy Edwards.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game. All in the wonderful game that we know as love. You have words with him, and your future's looking thin. But these things your hearts can rise above. Once in a while he won't call, but it's all in the game. Soon he'll be there at your side with a sweet bouquet. And he'll kiss your lips and caress your waiting fingertips, and your hearts will fly away.
Soon he'll be there at your side
with a sweet bouquet. Then he'll kiss your lips and caress your waiting fingertips, and your hearts will fly away.
You just heard It's All in the Game by Tommy Edwards. And another popular singer that year was Ricky Nelson. This is Poor Little Fool coming up. Ricky Nelson was a popular a childhood star on a television show, which we couldn't see in Venezuela, but I knew his music, and here was Poor Little Fool. Poor Little Fool by Ricky Nelson.
I used to play around with hearts, hasten at my call. But when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool all night.
She'd play around and tease me with her carefree devil eyes. She'd hold me close and kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool. She cared for me, and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool. Oh yeah.
The next day she was gone, and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool.
That was Ricky Nelson singing Poor Little Fool. Next up is Jimmy Rogers singing Honeycomb. There have been a number of singers named Jimmy Rogers. There was a very famous country singer back in the 40s, maybe even the 30s, named Jimmy Rogers. This was a 50s singer, a pop singer. And Jimmy Rogers' version of Honeycomb, each of these songs was just a mind-boggling event to us kids. We loved it. I'd put on the 45 sometimes and let it play over and over and over. Those little 45 RPM records had big holes in the center. And it was all part of the scene. So this is Honeycomb by Jimmy Rogers.
Honeycomb, honeycomb.
Well, it's a darn good life, and it's kind of funny how the Lord made the bee, and the bee made the honey, and the honey bee looking for a home. And they called it a honeycomb, and they roamed the world, and they gathered all of the honeycomb in the one sweet fall, and the honeycomb from a million trips made my baby's lips. Oh, honeycomb, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, and made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like a honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
And the Lord said, now that I made a bee, I'm gonna look all around for a green, green tree. And he made a little tree, and I guess you heard what then? Well, he made a little bird, and they waited all around until the end of spring. I get every note that the birdies sing, and they put them all into one sweet tone for my honeycomb. Oh, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, and made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, won't you be my baby? Well, honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
And the Lord said, now that I made a bird, I'm gonna look all around for a little old word. It sounds about sweet like turtle dove. And I guess
guess I'm gonna call it love. And he roamed the world, looking everywhere, getting love from here, love from there. And he put it all in a little old part of my baby's heart. Oh, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my home. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone that made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my home. Like honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
That was Honeycomb by Jimmy Rogers. And next up is Perry Como. Perry Como was a teen idol, famous for many years, sang a great variety of songs. This one is Catch a Falling Star. A lot of the 50s songs were amazingly, what's the word I want, sweet? almost too sweet. This is one of them. It's just a nice, pleasant, friendly experience. The songs today... Oh, one thing about what's going on. In our culture today, music is so diverse. Some songs, Taylor Swift perhaps, may become popular and most people hear them, but many songs are played for a very unique population and are not heard by everyone. At that point in time, at least it was what we thought was going on. We were down there in Caracas, but I'm pretty sure it was true. There was a national hit parade, and all the kids listened to the hit parade, and the songs were pretty much the same across the U.S. California and New York hit parades used to differ a little bit. I remember reading them, but they weren't far apart, and a song that made it to number one in New York was almost certainly going to be up near the top of the list in California, and probably number one. So that's the way things were. And
here is Catch a Falling Star by Perry Como.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day. For love may come and tap you on the shoulder some starless night. Just in case you feel you wanna hold her, you'll have a pocket full of starlight. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away.
Never let it fade away.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day.
Save it for a rainy day.
For love may come and tap you on the shoulder some starless night. And just in case you feel you wanna hold her, you'll have a pocket full of starlight.
Pocket full of starlight.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away.
Never let it fade away.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day.
Save it for a rainy day.
For when your troubles start multiplying, and they just might, it's easy to forget them without trying. With just a pocket full of starlight, catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day.
Save it for a rainy day.
Save it for a rainy day.
That was Catch a Falling Star by Perry Como. And the next one up is one of the all-time classics. It's always played if people are talking about the top songs of the 50s. It's called Silhouettes by the Rays. Just a classic song. So the harmonies are great. The whole imagery, imagine the story. It tells a story, and it's a great story. So here we go with the Silhouettes, sung by the Rays.
Oh, the shade. Oh, what a lovely couple they made. Put his arms around your waist, held you tight. Kisses I could almost taste in the night. Wondered why I'm not the guy whose silhouette's on the shade. I couldn't hide the tears in my eyes. Silhouettes, 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 oh, silhouettes, 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 who had been two silhouettes on the shade. Said to my shop, you're on the wrong block. Rushed down to your house with wings on my feet. Loved you like I'd never shade all of our days. Two silhouettes on the shade.
That was Silhouettes, sung by The Rays. Next up is Get a Job. Also, it's sung by a group called The Silhouettes. And those days, it had a really rock rhythm. Rock was just sort of coming into its own in that era. And Get a Job. So this one came out, and I can remember it was a very lively dance that we would dance to this. The swing step was what we did then, a very popular dance. And this is Get a Job by The Silhouettes.
Dip, 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 dip. La 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 la, la 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 la, butter. La 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 la, la 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 la, butter. La 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 la, la 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 la, butter. La 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 la, la 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 la, butter. Dip, 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 dip. Get a job. La 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 la, la 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 la, butter.
You made me put it in bars, it's time to get me out of my bed of crying. Get a job.
For me,
I then go back to the house, hear that woman's mouth
reaching and crying, tell me that I'm lying about a job that I never could find. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, butter. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, butter. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, butter. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, butter. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la.
To the house, I hear the woman's mouth
preaching and crying. Tell me that I'm lying about a job that I never could find.
That was Get a Job by the Silhouettes. And next up is a white sport coat and a pink carnation. kids, and we were down in Caracas, Venezuela, and we were trying to be as American as we could. Our high school was an English-speaking high school. so the popular dress was jeans and a t-shirt, but we weren't allowed to wear jeans to school, so we wore chinos, black pants, or khakis, usually. Nobody wore shorts that I can recall in high school. And when we dress up, a white sport coat, wow, that was something. I think I had a white sport coat. And I also had some white buck shoes. I was very proud of those. Now, you'd be laughed out of the room if you wore this stuff today. But anyway, this song called A White Sport Coat and a Pink Carnation by Marty Robbins sort of made fun of but also described somewhat the way we dressed back in those days.
A white sport coat and a pink carnation.
That was A White Sport Coat and a Pink Carnation by Marty Robbins. Here comes another classic. This is Little Darlin' by the Diamonds. I just have to hear the first few notes of this, and it evokes memories, takes me back to that part of my life. So this is a strong, strong one, and it's called Little Darlin' by the Diamonds.
But no, oh well, that my lover was just for you.
Oh, 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 oh my darling, I need you to call my own and never do wrong, to hold in mind your little hand. I'll know too soon that all is so grand. Please hold my hand.
My head, get up.
Oh, 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 here I am.
My head was wrong.
Oh, 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 here I am.
To try. To love her too. That my head lover was just for you.
You just heard Little Darling by The Diamonds. Next up is Young Love. Well, as I mentioned, when you're at that stage in life, you haven't had a lot of experience. So these songs would sort of invoke a vision of what the experience of being in love was like. And this one in particular, Young Love. And often the songs would sort of say, no one believes that we can be in love, but we can. And of course, we wanted to believe we could. And this was one of those. It sort of described a beautiful experience. And I dreamed of going through something just like it was described in this song.
They say for every boy and girl there's just one love in this whole world, and I know I found mine. The heavenly touch of your embrace tells me no one could take your place ever in my heart. Young love, first love, filled with true devotion. Young love. Just one kiss from your sweet lips will tell me that your love is real, and I can feel that it's true. We will vow to one another there will never be another love for you or for me. Young love.
That was Young Love by Tab Hunter, who, by the way, was a hunk, a handsome young man, and he was in some of the teen movies, and I think girls had posters of Tab Hunter on their wall and things like that. So that song brought back a lot of that. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. Wombats and Music comes to you from WEHC at Emory and Henry College, 90.7. on your dial, and you can pick us up streaming on the web at wehcfm.com, so you can hear us anywhere in the world. And Wombats and Music comes on Mondays at 7 and Saturdays at 1, and it's my chance to play for you songs I love. Tonight's show is particularly interesting in that the entire show is kind of a wombat. I use the term wombat in this context to mean something odd or different. And tonight's show is entirely a collection of songs from the 57, 58 years. Every song I play tonight was a hit in that those years. So it's kind of a 50s review, and I knew all these songs extremely well back then. So tonight's a Wombat show, and on with the show. Now, we're moving on to the Kingston Trio. The Kingston Trio was just starting at this point, and they played a lot of... They were part of the folk music revolution. They brought in folk music, woke it up. Prior to that time, most of the songs played were new songs, 50s songs. There was some country music that sort of had some roots back into folk music, but the 50s, the doo-wop and stuff I've been playing so far didn't go into folk music, but the Kingston Trio were part of bringing it all in. And this is one of those. Tom Dooley is an old song, tells a story about something that happened in Tennessee, not far from here, I believe. And there was a murder, and a man was hung. And the song was written, and we'll hear it now. This is Tom Dooley by the Kingston Trio.
Throughout history, there have been many songs written about the Eternal Triangle. This next one tells the story of a Mr. Grayson, a beautiful woman, and a condemned man named Tom Dooley. When the sun rises tomorrow, Tom Dooley must hang.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley, poor boy, you're bound to die.
I met her on the mountain, there I took her life. Met her on the mountain, stabbed her with my knife.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley, hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley, poor boy, you're bound to die.
This time tomorrow, reckon where I'll be. Hadn't it been for Grayson, I'd have been in Tennessee.
Well now, boy,
hang down your head, Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. You're bound to die.
Well now, boy,
hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head and cry. Oh boy, you're bound to die.
This time tomorrow, reckon where I'll be. Down in some lonesome valley, hanging from a white oak tree.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Poor boy, you're bound to die.
Oh, well, now, boy.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Boy, you're bound to die. Poor boy, you're bound to die. Poor boy, you're bound to die.
Poor boy, you're bound to die.
That was Tom Dooley by the Kingston Trio. The opening song on the show was by the Everly Brothers. They had a lot of hits in those years. Here comes another one. This one is Wake Up Little Susie. And, among the things that people did in those days were drive-in movies. Even in Caracas, there was a drive-in movie, only one, I think, in the entire city. But in the States, back in Abingdon, where I had ended up being as a teenager in 1957 for the summer, the Moonlight Theater was not far away. And so this song catches a little bit about what it's like for a teenager back in the 50s. If they went to a drive-in movie and went to sleep. So this is Wake Up Little Susie by the Everly Brothers.
Tell our friends is when they say, ooh la la, wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little Susie. Well, I told you, Mama, that you'd be in by then. Well, Susie, baby, looks like we goofed again. Wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little Susie. We gotta go home. Wake up, little Susie, wake up. The movie wasn't so hot, it didn't have much of a plot. We fell asleep, our goose is cooked, our reputation is shot. Wake up, little Susie, wake up, little Susie. Well, what are we gonna tell your mama? What are we gonna tell your pop? What are we gonna tell our friends when they say, wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little Susie.
That was Wake Up, Little Susie by the Everly Brothers. Well, this is a Wombat show, and I want to take the chance to tell you a little bit about my experience in Caracas. I moved there in the middle of my freshman year, spring of 1954, and was there through my senior year in high school, leaving in June of 57. And during that time, I had a lot of great experiences. Caracas, at that point, was a beautiful city. As you probably know, right now, Caracas and Venezuela in general is having a terrible time. But back then, we were actually under a dictator. I don't think he was a good, kind man. But he wasn't terribly brutal or mean, and there wasn't a whole lot of poverty. So it was actually, there was no crime. We were safe. The kids, we could go anywhere and not worry about, we didn't go anywhere, but it was a nice place. There weren't people running around with machine guns, and the police weren't everywhere, and the army wasn't everywhere. It was really a wide open, fairly free city. And Caracas is known as the City of Eternal Spring. Even though it's far south and gets pretty darn hot in that part of the world, Caracas is in a mountain valley 3,000 or 4,000 feet up in the air. So it was cool, and it never got too hot, rarely went over 80 or so, and rarely went down as low as 40. So we could swim all year round or play sports, basketball, whatever, and it was just a delightful place. The valley runs along, one side are mountains. The Andes mountain range separates the Caracas Valley from the Atlantic Ocean. And so it was a beautiful thing to see, to go down to the ocean. We could take a ride down to the ocean, it was about an hour away, and we'd be in hot, really hot beach weather, and then drive back up to the city, and it was springtime. Just absolutely delightful. One thing we did that I love to tell about, a group of kids, they did this every summer, I think, but I went up one summer. They'd get a group of kids together, maybe 30, 40 kids, roughly the same number of girls and boys, high school age, two or three adults, and we'd walk up to the top of the highest mountain, Naiguatá, in the Andes, in that part of the world. And we'd leave at midnight, so it'd be cool. We wouldn't be in the hot sun. We'd go up the mountain, walking on this path. It wasn't too steep. It wasn't dangerous. It wasn't like climbing a rugged mountain. We'd walk up. It took 4 or 5 hours to get up there, and we'd stop and rest along the way. We got up to the top, and we were on top of the mountain when the sun came up, and we watched the sun come up over the Caribbean. It was just glorious. Absolutely a great experience. We'd all brought food, so we stopped and had our sandwiches and things. And then as the sun was up, we went back down the mountain. It only took 2 or 3 hours to get down, and it was just beautiful on the way down, too. Bright sun. And we got down to the foot of the mountain, and we were at a camp there. And in that camp, there was a natural pool formed by a stream and a waterfall. And we all went in swimming, and it was, you know, after that, coming down that hot mountain, it was just a delightful thing. There was a lot of things going on like that while I was in Caracas. The kids, we all got along pretty well. We were the English-speaking group in our high school, and in the summer, a lot of other American kids would come down. So we had a huge group. Anyway, it was a lot of fun, and I enjoyed it, and this music I'm playing for you was very much a part of my entire experience of Caracas. The next song is The Book of Love by the Monotones, another song from the 1957 to 1958 era.
I wonder who wrote the Book of Love. Romance. In chapter 4 you break up, but you give it just one more chance.
Oh, I wonder who
wrote the Book of Love.
The meaning of romance. In chapter 4 you break up, but you give it just one more chance.
Oh, I wonder who
wrote the Book of Love.
Baby, I love you, yes I do. Well, it says so in this Book of Love, ours is the one that's true.
Wonder
who wrote the Book of Love.
That was Who Wrote the Book of Love by the Monotones. The next song is Tammy. Tammy was a movie of that year, and the song was written for it. This is Debbie Reynolds, who was a movie star and a singer and one of the biggest stars of that era. Beautiful young woman, and she starred in the movie and sang this song. It's a gentle, lovely song, and she's in love, but she's not so much ecstatic about it as she's lost in a dream. And the song captures that. So here is Tammy by Debbie Reynolds.
I hear the cottonwoods whispering above, Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love. The old hooty owl, hooty hoos to the dove. Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love. Does my lover feel what I feel when he comes near? My heart beats so joyfully. You'd think that he could hear. Wish I knew if he knew what I'm dreaming of. Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love.
Debbie Reynolds singing Tammy. And the last song on the show today is the Banana Boat song by Harry Belafonte. Different from all the other 50s songs, but this is when Harry Belafonte's stardom began. And since I was in a South American country, Calypso was a big deal there, and this song really took us by storm. So here is Harry Belafonte singing the Banana Boat song.
Daylight come and me want go home. Work all night and a drink a rum.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Live
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and me want go home.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and
is a day, oh.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Day, is a day, is a day, is a day.
Daylight come and me want go home.
A beautiful bunch, a ripe banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come and
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and me want go home.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Day is a day, oh.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Day is a day, is a day, is a day.
Daylight come and me want.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Day-o, day-o.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Day.
Daylight come and me want go.
The Banana Boat Song by Harry Belafonte. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station, Emory and Henry College. And now it's time to ask you to join me in what I ask you each week. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.